Well, for weeks now, and in the aftermath of the Harvey Weinstein outrage, women around the world have spoken out against sexual harassment in the workplace. But when it comes to sexual assault, only a small percentage of cases are actually reported to police. And of those, only a small percentage lead to a conviction. Now, Melbourne's Southeast Centre Against Sexual Assault, known as SECASA, is addressing the needs of survivors in a different way. And as Damien Carrick reports, it's a world first.
What Carolyn Worth is doing at SECASA in Victoria is unique. There are elements of restorative justice and sexual assault being used elsewhere in the world, but not in the way that they are being done here in Victoria.
So this is a world first?
This is a world first as a victim-centred, outside of the criminal justice system, restorative justice project.
That's researcher Dr. Liz Bishop, who is currently evaluating the unique program run by Carolyn Worth.
Look, there's lots of definitions of restorative justice, but I suppose the one I'd use is that you bring a couple of people together or a family group together so they can work out what harm was caused and how you can actually mitigate some of the harm and make it easier for people to move on in their lives.
So who's choosing to participate and does it serve the needs of survivors? Anna, not her real name, says the process was, for her, a positive one.
It was about a year ago. I was in my home with some friends and I had been with a friend who was male. We'd been up drinking all night and he had made a couple of attempts just to touch me in a friendly way, and I had said, no, please don't touch me. I'm not comfortable with that. Later on in the night, I went to bed and fell asleep and he came into my bedroom and had sex with me while I was unconscious and semi-conscious, and it took a while before I gained consciousness and realised what was happening. At that point, I froze and I didn't really respond during the event. Afterwards, I was clearly upset and I had cried, but not explained myself at all, just was upset. He left very shortly afterwards.
You decided to go to the police
mm-hmm.
to report this event?
Correct.
But not to lay charges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Just in case it had happened before, or in case it happens again, that they have a record, that this person has a history of that. I thought there was no point in going through with pressing charges because it was he said versus she said. And I don't want to go into a position where my character is questioned and my words are questioned. And I completely understand that.
So you had this mediation, this mm-hmm. restorative justice mediation. What did you say to him and what did he say to you? And was it a constructive interaction?
Just said that it wasn't consent. There was no consent. I think I really enforced that there was no consent. At that point, he seemed to grasp it. He was quite upset, noticeably upset about it, and even, I think, quite ashamed. But at the same time, that could have just been because he was being called out on it and a fight or flight response from him. Just, yeah, I'm not too sure. But I stated quite clearly what had happened and the impacts that it had on me since then.
So you told him that and that helped you?
Yeah. I wanted the seriousness of it to come across to him. I wanted him to fully grasp how it had affected me so that he could put himself in my shoes and say, I should not have done that. I think that gave me a lot of strength and that gave me a lot of power as well, which before I did not have. I was fearful prior to that, scared of running into him, and going through the mediation meant that I then had the upper hand because I've addressed everything that's happened for myself. Just made a lot better for me, I think.
That's Anna there, not her real name, of course, speaking to Damien Carrick. You can hear more about this unique form of mediation, which is run by the Centre in Melbourne. It's on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 p.m.